Good afternoon, Line Precision.
Hey, it's Jaw again. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I'm sorry, but I couldn't understand your name.
Oh, it's okay. It's Jaw, J-I-A.
Oh, okay. May I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for Carl. Is he in?
Yes. May I tell him what it's regarding?
Sure. It's in regards to, give me 1 second, previous financing he's done with Bank of the West. We sent him something in the mail. I just wanted to follow up with him.
Okay, let me go see. I think he's on a machine all the way in the back.
Oh,
go back
okay, and
see if he has time to talk. I know we are so busy right now.
Oh, really? Okay.
But what is
or
the
maybe
name?
Maybe just like an email? Would that be okay?
That'd be perfect. Do you have his email?
I don't. Address? What is it?
It is a big, long one.
So okay. I'm ready.
Okay, let's see. It is K Lange, K-L-A-N-G-E.
Okay.
At Fuse, F-U-S-E, dot net. I guess that wasn't too bad.
Oh, that's not too bad. I think mine's mine's longer than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, my one daughter works here, too, and her name's Elizabeth. So it's Elizabeth Turner at Fuse net. It's a little bit long.
Oh, yeah, that's long.
And she's like, Mom, I'm like, I'm sorry.
Can she shorten it to Liz?
She should or something. Well, she played softball and everybody called her E-Beth. I go, why don't you just use that? And she's like, that's not professional.
Oh.
Okay. Which is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I kind of liked it, though.
E-Beth is actually pretty nice. I've never heard of E-Beth for short for Elizabeth.
Isn't that weird?
I like it, though.
It was when the internet was coming out, and I was like, that is so strange. Electronic Elizabeth, you know?
Oh, I see.
Funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funny. Yeah. But can I tell him again, I'm so sorry, you were with?
Sure. It's Bank of Cardiff, and it's spelled C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're a private business. Well, maybe you can help me out. Do you handle some of the finances for the business?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, you do? Okay. Then you probably can help me out then. So we sent him a pre-approved finance offer about a week or a week and a half ago. Do you remember seeing anything from us?
Was it $250,000?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. I did see that. And it is sitting on the corner of my desk, so when he walks by, I'm going to ask him about it.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. Do you know
talked to him about it, or
it looks like, let me look at my notes in here. It looks like he spoke to one of my associates back in November, you know, getting into the fourth quarter. And it looks like he showed a little interest. I don't have too much details here, but it looks like we lost touch.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess that's why we sent
him.
Yeah, okay. That's probably what happened, and that's why we sent him another one just to kind of touch base with him.
What is your phone number's on there, I would imagine.
Let me give you my direct. That's just the general one that you have in the mailer.
Okay.
It's 858.
All right.
779.
Okay.
0423.
All right. Sounds good. I will walk back there and give him the information.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. Do you know if he has anything on his wish list?
Lots of things on the wish list. There always is. But I'm not exactly sure what plans he has, and we've been so busy we haven't even talked.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a good problem to have, though.
It really is. It's better than the alternative.
Yeah, and you guys are a machine shop. So we work with businesses all over the states, and like in Texas and all that. It's it's not as good over there. So
really.
Because of the oil industry.
I mean, you said it was good or not good?
Not good. It's not that good over there right now.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty sad when I, when you talk to the Texas machine shop.
I wonder why that is.
It's because they work really closely with the oil industry.
And the prices are going up again.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it's still, you know, much lower than before. And, you know, I'm, you know, running a small business, you know, after, you know, 6 months, 4 months, whatever it is of like bad business, you know, it really takes a toll on, you know, small businesses. So that's probably what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, I know. Mm-hmm. I know how it is. We do a lot of work with GE and the government. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we have our other customers, but they are main bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, every year at the end of December, they shut down for 3 weeks, and it's just nothing.
Really?
So you got to prepare, you know?
Yeah, when does that normally happen? Like the holidays?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then they'll turn around the next week, and you quote like thousands of quotes for like 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then they load you up with all these orders that it's impossible to make them all in that amount of time.
Yeah.
And it's just a crazy cycle. It's kind of interesting, though.
Yeah. And is that with the government?
They do the same thing, yep. But their fiscal year ends, I think, October 31st, so it's a little bit of timing difference.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah,
that helps.
Kind of breaks it up a little bit.
Yeah. When does your fiscal year end?
December 31st.
Oh, well, that's easy.
I know, I like that.
Yeah.
I like to keep it as easy as possible.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys do a lot of, like, piece orders, it sounds like, and then also you have like monthly contracts too?
We have we're basically a job shop. We manufacture ground support tooling for jet engines.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Things to actually work on the engines with, like very large dollies where mm-hmm. they will remove the engine and then have to haul it to some other building.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, has to have loads that it can handle. And we make wrenches. We just make all sorts of different things.
Oh, that's interesting. So you go from, like, really big stuff to the smallest thing.
I like the big stuff.
Yeah.
But, it's interesting. And I've met a lot of people through the years here that have just mm-hmm. been a joy to talk to.
Oh, that's good. How long have you been there for?
Oh, I've been here 36 years.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's a long time.
A long time. I feel like I'm getting older. But that's okay.
Yeah, well, I mean,
how you feel.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's pretty interesting to see, like, the whole industry, like, change all those years, too.
Yeah, and just, you know, especially electronically. It's just everything mm-hmm. is electronic.
Mm-hmm.
And before, everything was by hand in the beginning. It's just, it's so wild how far we've come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I appreciate that. You know, I like it's much fast-paced. Get things done sooner. Get your money. Get on with mm-hmm. it and go.
Yeah. I mean, the CNC machines, you know, the computer, you know, has increased a lot, too. So, I mean, improved a lot, too. So that definitely helped you guys out, too.
Oh, yeah. We have a pretty good crew in here, too. Which is helpful. Mm-hmm. But my other phone's ringing, but I
won't hear it.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, just make sure to just let him know that I gave him a call.
I will do that.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye.